Cambridge residents will soon see a stylized number 50 popping up on banners, flags, social media channels, and maybe even t-shirts as the city raises awareness about its 50th anniversary with a goal to boost community spirit. The city hired Cinnamon Toast, a Hamilton-based marketing and graphic design company, to come up with a campaign and logo inspired by the four communities that were amalgamated in 1973 to become the City of Cambridge. Creative Director Bronwyn Mondew and Director of Content Andrea Dyer presented the 50th campaign logo to council for the first time on November 29, but there were concerns that each community wasn't clearly represented in the design. So, after going back to the drawing board and consulting with members of the new council, the city's Director of Communications Julie Kalbfleisch presented the revised campaign earlier this month that included a change in messaging as well as some additions and to an enhanced logo. "The people who are living here are really going to see themselves in this," Kalbfleisch told council. Instead of the motto, "Bridging History Since 1973, Caun." Corey Kimpson suggested, "Bridging Community," as a better fit for the campaign, and representative of 50 years of effort to make four communities one. The new logo incorporates recognizable landmarks from each part of the city, including the Fashion History Museum in Hespler, the Sheave Tower in Blair, the Riverside Park gates in Preston, and Main Street Bridge and Central Presbyterian Church in Galt. Other elements depicted in the logo include the Rivers and Farmers Market. It also features bolder colors in the same palette as the city's logo after Caun. Sherry Roberts expressed concern the muted colors might not be in line with accessibility standards. "Getting the message out through social media will be a crucial aspect of the campaign. Elements of the graphic will be included in posts on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter throughout 2023. Mondew said the design was created with longevity in mind and will be used in the campaign throughout the year in playful and engaging posts to promote various events, all with a goal to foster belonging, pride and togetherness. Caun. Scott Hamilton acknowledged the challenge of finding one symbol or image that captures the diversity of the Cambridge mosaic, but said he feels the update manages to do that. "I think this is a great job. It captures the entire community and brings it together in one unifying logo that we can all share in," he said. "Starting in January we'll want to paint the town 50, Kalbfleisch told council. Showcasing options like mugs, tote bags and t-shirts, the 50 logo can be applied to as a way to get it out in the community in a variety of ways. "The idea has been about 4 years in the making and started when a Waterloo well-being survey showed Cambridge residents felt a lack of social cohesion and connectedness. The satisfaction survey further showed that while residents enjoy working in Cambridge, only 4 people in 10 considered themselves ambassadors of the city. Staff and council also raised concerns about negativity they'd seen online and in the media around social issues as the idea for the Community Pride campaign began to take root. Members of the mayor's office, the interim city manager, communication staff and other stakeholders met to discuss how to improve perceptions and remind people why Cambridge is a great place to live and work. They decided to hire a consultant to develop an umbrella campaign that included a brand and strategy to proactively frame and communicate the city's successes through its social media channels, and with the help of the Chamber of Commerce, community groups, bias, neighborhood groups. When then the pandemic hit, the project stalled, leading staff to decide it would be better to move forward once the city's new strategic plan was in place. The timing presented the opportunity to align the campaign with Cambridge's 50th celebration in 2023. Kalbfleisch said the project was viewed as a way to boost community vitality, build community ambassadors and build on the consultation and themes of the new strategic plan. To understand community perceptions relating to the city, an outside consultant held 6 focus groups to gather insights that will help forge and promote a sense of community pride within the city of Cambridge, she said. In July, a steering committee began planning the approach for the 50th celebration, which will use the Civic Pride campaign to enhance existing events, programs and services and make them extra special during the 50th year. "We have so many great things that we do in this city," Kalbfleisch said. "If we come out of the year with more awareness around what we do, the services we provide, how to be involved and engaged, that will be great." Initiatives related to the campaign were funded as a capital project called Community Spirit Strategy, with an approved budget of $90,000. The 2023 operating budget includes proposed one-time funding of $85,000 for further communications and special events related to the Cambridge 50th celebrations. There will be a lot of things happening next year to celebrate our 50th anniversary. Some that we offer through the city and some that we provide support for the community to offer, she said. Those details will begin to trickle out early in the new year.